surely do. We need strategies. We need strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready. I need it today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, some days we need it more than others. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM and 710 KEO. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Let me ask you something, Lauren.
All right.
Do you think it's possible that we can think too much?
Do I think we can think too much?
Yeah, I'm asking you to think whether we can think too much.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, to some degree. I mean, we can think too much out of our comfortability level, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's about being able to recognize that you don't have to engage in the thoughts, even if they are, quote unquote, too much, perhaps.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people that as they think, they think out of fear and worry.
And habit. Yeah. Which can stem out of fear.
And also, I mean, this is kind of gets to something that we touched on last evening. Not only do people think out of fear and worry, but also faulty beliefs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a book out there called Don't Believe Everything You Think, Why Your Thinking is the Root of Your Problems and Also the Solution. Because, you know, I think sometimes we can think too much. But we are thinking beings.
Right.
We are cognitive beings.
Our brain thinks the same way our heart beats quite often.
Yeah. And so, you know, basically the challenge is how do we recognize whether what we think is true or maybe not true? And do we over-attach? Do we become attached to some certain ways of thinking that perhaps it would be more healthy for us to detach from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that and examine that this evening, you know, because overthinking may be the root of some of our problems. We'll get into what's the nature of thought. And, you know, if you're beginning to think about thinking and you're thinking about thought, you're also talking about the ego. So, you know, like we do a lot of times here on Strategies for Living, we'll get into some of that ego stuff.
Can't help it.
There you go. Hey, folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living, where we do healthy and we do peace. We're about questing for a better life for all of us right here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Learning RX, Pintail Roofing, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment. Do we think too much? Can thinking be the root of our problems? Talking about that today, right here on Strategies for Living. Come back and join us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong. Body moves and soul align. Catch the rhythm, feel the time. Radio, pray away. Your daily dose of radio rehab. Lift you up when skies seem dry.
Welcome in. Welcome in to 101.7 FM. 710. David McMillan talking about our thinking today. Could your thinking be the root of your problem, but could it also be the solution? So I mentioned the book, Don't Believe Everything You Think, Why Your Thinking is the Root of the Problem and the Solution. It's by Joseph Nguyen.
Usually when you see that, I think it's usually pronounced Nguyen.
I have no idea, but I'll take your input. You're very open to that. I won't overthink it. How about that? So one of the things that he argues, Nguyen argues, is that overthinking and then identifying too closely with our thoughts create a lot of problems in our lives.
Yeah.
And so he says so many of our thoughts, Lauren, are based on fear, worry, and also false narratives, right?
Yeah, and I think so many of our thoughts are also very habitual. Yeah, I mean, I think the stat is, I don't know the exact stat, but somewhere between 75 and 90% of what I think today is the same things that I thought yesterday.
Yeah. And I think that we get into that, and we're going to talk this evening about, all right, well, if that's the case, what do we do?
Right.
I mean, because some people would say, well, how the heck can I separate myself from my thoughts? Aren't I my thoughts? And actually, no.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We're not our thoughts. And we'll get into that a bit this evening.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're able to witness the thoughts, that's a clear indicator that you are not it.
Yeah, and isn't that great news, particularly if our thinking is based on fear and worry and false narratives, because that's all obviously going to fuel anxiety and a lot of dissatisfaction in life. We're going to scare the heck out of ourselves, right?
We're pretty good at that.
And a lot of us do. So let's talk a little bit about the nature of our thinking.
Okay.
So, you know, thoughts are, let's refer to them as mental events.
Okay.
The thoughts, and I mean, think about this for a second. Think about your thinking, meta-thinking for a moment.
Right.
Virtually everybody, if we're honest with ourselves, understands that, well, yeah, I've had thoughts that don't always reflect reality.
Right.
I mean, how many times do you think something and you worry and you worry and you're thinking and you overthink it and you worry, and then whatever it is that you're worried so about gets here and you experience it, afterwards you say, that really wasn't anything to worry about, you know, at all.
Yeah.
But I think most every single person myself included, we can all, you know, we can all relate to that.
Sure.
Yeah.
We get caught in that cycle.
We get caught in that cycle, and then, you know, and because we don't understand mental events.
I like the way you're calling them mental events.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it kind of likens to me almost like meteorological events, right?
Yeah.
And so if we think of our mind space, as the sky.
Right.
And the thoughts are storms, these
they
rays
come
of
and
sun,
go.
These
yeah, they,
wind
yeah,
storms
sure,
that
sure.
blow through.
Right.
And they truly are.
And they can cause an upset for a little while.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why we watch the weather every night to see
right.
what's going
to,
you know, what storms are maybe on the horizon, or heat, or anything else may be on the horizon for tomorrow. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But the deal is that just because you think something doesn't mean that it's accurate, and it doesn't mean that it's worth acting on.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't see the analogy with clients of so many people would do the scrolling screensavers
yeah.
on their laptops or on their computers at work and even at home, because you could put whatever you wanted to on there, and after your computer, however you had it set,
right.
if it was inactive for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever your settings say, it would go to the screensaver, and the screensaver would scroll across, you know, whatever you message that you have on it. And I used that for a long time as an analogy for our thoughts, mm-hmm. how our thoughts show up in our mind. They just...
In terms of a screensaver, too, because that's often how it happens
yeah.
internally, right?
Yeah.
If we're inactive for 3, 5, 10 minutes, whatever our internal
scrolling across.
And it's with whatever you've programmed in there as well.
Right.
Ooh.
But it doesn't mean that it's accurate. It
right.
doesn't mean that it's worth acting on. So what's the key? The key is to be able to create some distance, if you will, between ourselves and our thinking, mm-hmm. ourselves and our thoughts.
Yeah.
Now, how the heck do you do that, Lauren and David? Well, we talk a lot about, you know, being mindfulness, right?
Right.
But, you know, mindfulness is one of those catchy, newer terms. But what are we really talking about when we're talking about mindfulness? We're talking about tuning in. We're talking about awareness.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we cultivate, and what Wynn does in Don't Believe Everything You Think is he talks about how important it is to cultivate mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And that involves care of our thoughts without, and here's the key. I mean, this is a massive key.
Right.
Being aware of our thoughts without getting caught up, entangled, involved in them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if we're into mindfulness and we practice any form of mindfulness, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be observing our thoughts without, and this is key, without judgment
yep.
or without attachment. So if we can do that, then we're going to begin to, over time, see the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see the patterns, particularly the patterns of negative thinking. And that's what we were talking about at the beginning of the program, because, you know, so much, if a lot of our thoughts are based on fear and worry and false narratives,
mm-hmm.
then, and as you said, we get into, you said it was habitual.
Right.
I think you're 100% correct. we've got to be able to see those habits. You can't change what you're not aware of.
Right.
And we're so close to our thought process, right? Mm-hmm. We're so close to it that we actually think our thoughts are us.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, these are my thoughts.
These are my thoughts. Mm-hmm. That must be me. But when we do the mindfulness, when we do the observing, the thinking without judgment and without attachment to the thoughts, we realize we can more readily see the thoughts, just like that screensaver we were talking about, the thoughts just passing through, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Or using your analogy of the weather. Okay, well, yeah, we may be experiencing a thunderstorm or a bad rainstorm for, 2, 3, 4 hours,
right.
But it's going to pass through.
It's going to pass through.
And, sometimes the storms may last longer. Sometimes they just may pop up and be come and go within 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah. And there's no point in arguing with the weather, right? And going out there. And I mean, you can.
You can.
A lot of people do, right?
Yeah,
they say,
yeah.
I hate this. This is terrible. But it simply is. And it's the same case with our thoughts, right? They're just there. And if you give them less attention, they move through. They
yeah.
move by.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we mentioned the ego. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think I want to kind of get into that next segment.
Okay.
But just to throw this in now, out really considering the ego.
Yeah.
Because our ego gets involved, and our ego is really the thing that attaches.
Container.
Yeah, it's the container. But then the ego encourages us to play it safe, so those messages, those words, those beliefs that we've had for a long time, kind of going back to some of what we said last night, the ego is going to fight us against questioning. Because we were talking last night about being willing to question your thinking.
Yeah.
And the ego is what is going to, more often than not, prevent us from doing that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I want to, we're right at break here. When we come back, I want to, I want to get into the importance of the ego, how we might then, once we understand the ego's attachment and involvement, how do we go about unattaching? How do we go about separating that part of us? And the ego's not wrong or bad. It's necessary to move us through life.
Right.
But it's not necessarily going to be always healthy for us. So we'll talk about all of that and more as we, think about thinking this evening on Strategies for Living. Can you think too much? We're exploring that today on Strategies. Come back with us. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies Strategies for Living. You know, we take growth seriously here on Strategies for Living. Yeah, I had to change that. I originally wrote it. We take growth seriously. I got the Lee added in. Anyway, we do take growth seriously here on Strategies for Living.
And playfully.
And playfully. It's important. It's important to stay playful.
Seriously playful.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Lauren Leon McMillan and David McMillan. And we're considering today, the question is, can we think too much? You know, we are thought machines. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're cognitive beings. And so
it is a great gift.
It is. And it's important. Thinking is what we do. But is it, you know, like anything else, can we do it too much? I don't know that we can really do it too much, but
I think we can give it too much credence.
If we give it. Yeah. And especially if a lot of those thoughts are fear and worry based, you know, then they can absolutely.
I think it's another one of those things we talk about often, right? Are we in control of it, or is it in control
absolutely,
of us, right?
Absolutely. All right. So, about the ego, because if you're considering this, you've got to be able to detach not only from your thinking, but from the ego. And one of the things that Joseph Wynn does in Don't Believe Everything You Think, Why Your Thinking Is the Beginning and the End of Suffering. He says that that if you identify less with the ego and the false sense of self, mm-hmm. that the ego creates, because the ego would have us believe
that we are
this body.
We are the body.
We're the thoughts. We're the physical, mm-hmm. because
that's what the ego is.
Right.
And
it's attached to that.
And so its survival is based on our giving credence, our giving into it, right?
Yeah, as opposed to who we really are, which is
spiritual beings
having a physical experience. Mm-hmm. But the ego can't possibly be aware of that. So if we identify too much with the ego, we're also going to identify with the false self that the ego creates. And so a lot of the suffering that people experience is actually due to their attachment to ego-driven thoughts and identities.
Yeah, so it's a misidentification.
Yeah.
An issue of misidentifying yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so we're going to get into some strategies for, you know, how to pull this apart, how to detach some, how to do that without too much pain and suffering.
No, any moment that you're able to recognize a world beyond you and how connected you are to it.
Yeah.
That's a moment.
Yeah.
That's a moment when you're able to, you know, if you can, be aware of, okay, I'm not just stuck in this body. I am not just the thoughts. If I can have an experience of interconnectedness.
Right.
With other people.
And a lot of our egos are involved with the things that we do, particularly, you know, the things maybe that we've trained ourselves for, mm-hmm. and invested lots of hours and effort and time. You know, I am a therapist. I am a doctor. I am a lawyer. I am an accountant. Well, on and on, right?
Right.
But, you know,
I am always.
Those are just roles we play.
They're roles, yeah.
Yeah.
And I personally am very careful. I've always been wary of, with a profession or even an activity, right? I often like to place the verb in front of it and said, I practice therapy.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
I am a therapist.
Right.
I practice therapy and I practiced art and I enjoy, you know, creating life.
Right.
In
right.
these other multidimensional ways.
So many times when we're identifying too closely with a role, we're also, you know, limiting ourselves, if you will. And one of the things that Wynn talks about is letting go of limiting beliefs. So he encourages us to challenge our limiting beliefs. What are those? Those are the ingrained ideas about ourselves and about the world.
Anything that place limits on us.
That limit us and hold us back. That's it. That's it. Because
if we only knew how immensely powerful we are as beings.
Yes.
As grand creators. And we're here. We're playing with these ideas of limitation.
Right.
And that's the idea, right? To be able to,
I think that's part of why we're here, right, is to experience those limitations, because this is not our true home. Our true home is wherever we came from. You know, it's with God.
We're at home in spirit.
Right.
Yeah, all the time.
And we're here to learn. I think we're here to learn and we're here to grow. And I think the G.O.D., the Grand Organizing Designer, knows that we're completely safe. You know, we can experience this life and we're going to end up, you know, we're going to end up okay.
We already are okay.
We already are okay.
Time doesn't truly exist the way we believe it to.
But we're experiencing, you know, how we're experiencing ourselves as limited.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, contrary to what most people might feel on a day-to-day basis, and I'll raise my hand there on occasion, right? I truly believe that the fact that we have placed such limits on ourselves speaks actually to our truly amazing power, because we're able to transcend that.
Right. And you know what, if you think about these as a very basic, I mean, the I can't, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough to do that. You know, those types of things are the basics, and you can
add on any kind of
we add on all kinds of variations of those, right? But what we've got to do is we've got to be willing to question those beliefs, those limiting beliefs, and even let go of them. And when we do that, that's the road, that's the pathway to more freedom, and therefore the pathway to more peace.
You make it sound so easy, and it truly is. It's simple. Let's put it that way.
It's not easy.
It's simple.
The concept is simple, and the concept is not new.
No. It's been around for at least 2,000 years.
Well, yeah,
more.
And even before. But, I mean, we talk about this wonderful teacher that came 2,000 years ago and kept saying over and over and over, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, interchangeably presented it,
right,
is within you.
Well, and on top of that, it was your faith that saved you.
Yes.
It wasn't, you know, me. It was your faith, aka your belief.
Right.
Your belief that it's possible is what has saved you.
And so, you know, that's what
And any good healer.
And he, you know, he even quoted scripture. Oh, you know, what we now call Old Testament scripture, but he quoted it and said, doesn't your own scripture say ye are gods? And I mean, you know,
it's
how
hard
many
to argue with that?
How many? Yeah, it is.
And
hard.
Yet we do.
And yet we do.
We find so many
we
ways
fight with
to
it.
Argue
we,
with it.
Absolutely. We fight with it. We argue
cool.
with it.
Yeah. That's part of the experience.
Part of the
process.
Part of what we're supposed to be doing. So, you know, also, one of the things that needs to happen is we need to come into the here and now, live in the present. And that's a central theme of the book, Don't Believe Everything You Think. It's the idea of all that we have. And, you know, if you this book and many, many other books that are out there that have become very popular within the last decade or two, you know, say a lot of the same. They say it may say it in different words, but they're talking about living in the present.
It's timeless wisdom.
Yeah.
It's been passed on from guru to guru, generation to generation. And it's just about our willingness to listen and to put it into practice.
But that's another thing with the ego. The ego is going to dwell on the past. Mm-hmm. The ego is going to have us worrying about the future. Mm-hmm. And think about how much time that we, you know, of our time that we spend focusing on either the past or worrying about the future. And, you know, again,
we miss the gift.
We miss the gift of the present. Yeah. And it, at the conscious mind level, and we all choose. Are we going to focus in this moment on the past? Are we going to focus on the future? If we do, we're robbing ourselves of the present. You can't have more than 100%. So if 30% of my thinking is focused on the past and 30% of my thinking is focused on the future, well, do the math. Can't have more than 100%. So 100 minus 30 minus 30, that's 60. Mm-hmm. You're only giving yourself 40% of time
which is real time, here and now. I would say is arguably more than most people, actually, on average, probably.
I think, I agree. I think I'm being generous. Mm. But when we stop dwelling on the past and we stop worrying about the future, we free ourselves from a lot of the mental noise. Mm-hmm. And that mental noise is really the cause of virtually all of what we would label as suffering.
And dis-ease.
Yeah. We bring a lot about of that, you know, onto ourselves. We heap it onto ourselves.
Because we're creators, and what we, as we think, so it becomes.
We cannot not create.
Yeah.
It's impossible because that's who we are. We are creators. We're talking this evening on strategies. Is it possible? Is it possible to think too much? We're going to come back. You know, this is all about shifting perspectives. It's about breaking our patterns. It's about embracing, you know, the stillness within us. What are some strategies that we might engage in that might help us do that? We'll talk about that when we come back here on Strategies for Living. So come back with us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM and 710 KEO. Welcome back into Strategies for Living, where we talk every day. Every day we talk about creating a life that makes you excited to wake up and start every new day. That's, at least that's our goal. That's our goal here on Strategies for Living. That's also our wish and hope for each and every listener. Could it get any, and for me and you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Talking today on strategies, can we think too much? And Yeah, I think
that, I think this is kind of goes back to a question of it's not how much you think.
Yeah, it's how you
but,
think.
Yes.
The quality.
How.
Yeah.
Not the, how much, but how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The quality of your thinking. And, you know, they don't teach us this stuff. So we have to learn how to be in control of our own thinking instead of letting the tail wag the control of us. So what are some strategies that we can do? You know, we talk a lot about probably so much that people get tired of hearing us talk about mindfulness or meditation. But we talk about it so much because it's about
important.
Getting us into the present, mm-hmm. right? So if we spend time daily just quiet reflection, just simply observing our thoughts. That's meditation. Mm-hmm. And so you could call it meditation. You could call it centering prayer. You can call it yoga. You could call it whatever you want to call it. I don't care what you label it. But setting aside some time every day to observe your thoughts as they arrive and as they show up without attaching to them, without getting involved in them. You know, to go back to your analogy, see them as clouds. Just see them as clouds passing in the sky. They're coming, they're going. And so the goal is emotion to that cloud or judgment to that cloud. That focuses us on the present. It focuses us on the here and now.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, you know, I've also often talked about my practice in a movie theater, right, catching the exit signs, yeah?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We can do much the same in our own mind, like being able to zoom out and put our thoughts on a screen and be able to watch them go by and remind ourselves, okay, you know, I don't have to be caught up in all that's going on the screen all the time.
Yeah. Name that thought. Mm. That's something that we can do. Name that thought. When a thought comes by, put a label on it. This is worry. This is assuming. This is fear. When you label something, when you put a label on anything, I mean, if you put up something, right?
Yeah.
You're going to put a label on it. Why? So that you'll know what's in that jar that you've canned, you
right.
know, right? And so you can do the same thing with your thinking. If you label it, you're creating the smallest sense of separation between you and that thought.
In so, control.
Yeah. And so you're treating that thought as what it is. It is an external thing rather than something that is fused with you, right?
Yep.
Now, so many times we don't think about it, so we fuse it to us. That's the tail wagging the dog, right?
Right.
And so by labeling your thoughts, you're going to begin to start recognizing the common types of thinking. In other words, self-critical thinking, mm-hmm. or fearful thinking. And once you're aware of patterns that show up, then you can consciously decide, okay, I'm not going to give that category of thinking any more power, right?
Right.
I mean, so, but once we've labeled it, then, you know, okay, we can do something about it.
And suddenly it passes by your mind, right? And you say, oh, there goes worry again.
Yep, there you go. Another is cognitive diffusion.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, when we add a phrase like, I'm having the thought
right.
that,
yes.
and then
okay.
fill in the blank,
yes.
okay? That's a cognitive diffusion.
You're putting
technique.
Space between you and the thought.
Yeah, you're creating distance. So instead of saying, I'm not good enough, mm-hmm. just simply rephrase that as, I'm having the thought that I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that simple rephrasing, and we call it reframing. That simple reframing helps you to realize the thought is just a mental event. It's
right.
not necessarily true, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, Just imagine, you said you talked about leaves yesterday.
Yes.
What if you were to place each thought on a leaf? You were to see, mm-hmm. imagine placing your thoughts on leaves just falling from the trees, or even falling into a stream and then floating down the stream. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, you imagine your thoughts as written on a whiteboard. And anytime you want to, you can erase the whiteboard. That kind of visualization is cognitive diffusion. Mm-hmm. And by that, it helps you to emotionally whatever thinking you need to detach from.
And another one I like to use, especially if we're communicating to each other, is to use the phrase, the story I'm telling myself. Mm,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You use journaling a lot.
Yes.
And we talk about it a lot. Particularly journaling that is in the way you do it is like a stream of consciousness. You may start out with a question, what do you have for me today? Mm-hmm. And then it's a stream of consciousness writing. You're just writing down your thoughts without censoring them or editing them. And then you can look at them, then you can see them on paper, and it gives you a clearer perspective.
That's a really cool way also of like physically manifesting a thought diffusion, right? Because you're able to really, you don't even have to visually construct anything in your mind's eye. You're able to see on paper the thoughts as they go by.
Another thing you can do is time-limited thinking.
Mm.
So you're scheduling. So if you're going to worry and you can't stop worrying, well, what about this? Schedule a worry time.
A worry party.
If you have persistent, unhelpful thoughts, schedule a time. So 10 to 15 minutes, this segment, this is the time that this is my worry time. And if those thoughts come up outside of that time, remind yourself, okay, wait a minute, it's not time for that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to that later.
Right.
And that practice helps you manage overthinking in whatever way you're overthinking, in this case, worry, right?
Right.
And so, it puts you in control of your thinking instead of allowing your thinking to remain in control of you, which so often happens. And that's what Mr. Wynn in Don't Believe Everything You Think and Why Your Thinking is the Beginning and the End of Suffering is talking about, as thoughts being our problems. Talking about, can we think too much? Talking about that this evening right here on Strategies for Living. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Can we think too much?
I don't know that we can.
Yeah, well,
I think it can feel that way.
It's the way that we think. If you're struggling with any kind of anxiety or self-doubt, then you may want to take a look at this book, Don't Believe Everything You Think, Why Your Thinking is the Beginning and the End of Suffering. You know, it's really about shifting our perspectives, recognizing that thoughts aren't necessarily reality. Mm-hmm. We can adapt a more objective and detached perspective. Don't forget to embrace the stillness within and be aware of patterns. Break free from the patterns, because we got to recognize it's a lot of what we think is
habitual.
You know, habitual, and it's fear-based and it's worry-based. And, you know, that's what causes the pain and the suffering that is not necessary. What would this world be? Mm. How would this world be different if many of us put this into practice, right?
Yeah, if even just one thing, you know, if we were able to just be more present with and to each other rather than to the by.
Yeah.
Recognizing that we can tune into whatever station we wish, we can change that.
We
channel.
You know, I don't think there's any doubt that we are kind of addicted globally to fear and worry. We may not be able to
thinking.
Yeah, and we may not be able to fix everybody else, but we can. We can do something about ourselves. So there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I needed this one today.
Hey, okay. I'm glad when a plan comes together. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you. We do this for you each and every day, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and Pintail Roofing and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life and you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you would call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time on Strategies for Living.